the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this Monday, April 7th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line, if you have any questions for Missy, text them to me at 231-360-5140. We're going to take your text messages here in this segment with Missy. Good morning, Missy.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. We're good. Still lingering a little bit with some white stuff on the ground, but eventually it's going to turn in spring. We're pretty confident. So
exactly. History keeps proving itself to us in Michigan.
Yes, yes, it does. Yes, it does. Absolutely. I wanted to talk with you today about a couple things, because a lot of people have heard you on the radio with me over the years now. Mm-hmm. Last week, the segment we did really triggered a lot of results, people contacting me, texting me, and things like that. Yes. I wanted to ask you, even though they go to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com, you've posted pictures, you've got pictures of all kinds of people over the years that you have taken care of, providing these services to. But a lot of people are still hesitant for some reason. They say, well, you know, I've got questions. I'm not really sure. You've been doing this a long time. And why is it that some people, they get it, they see, they take the sacrifice, they invest in their bodies, their health, they sign up, they lose the weight, they feel great, they've kept it off for years. But yet some are still, I guess, sitting on the fence. What has been your perspective on this for as many years as you've been doing this?
I really think it's personal for each person on the inside, because trust me, I think about this stuff all the time. Case in point, I spoke to someone last week that finally made the phone call after had seen your results, heard your results, watched your results. And this man, I'm not going to tell his name, but I spoke with him. He has been just screwed over by the medical model, taking Ozempic and Mounjaro. Those are the shots to help you lose the weight. Well, yeah, he lost a lot of weight, but he also had stomach paralysis come out about that with that. So he got off of it and gained all the weight right back up. I mean, he gained like 80 pounds back. He has heart disease. He's got two stents. He had cancer at some point in time in his body. He has neuropathy in his legs. He's got blood clots in his lungs. His gene carries something kind of crazy in the body. And at the end of the day, at the end of the consult, I told him the price of it, and then said, I'll stretch this out in a payment plan. It's basically, I'll become the bank. I'll be your bank, and let's do this. And he's like, and I came down to a very minimal amount that he'd have to afford monthly. Sure. And he's like, oh, I'm going to have to go talk to my wife. And I literally like looked at all my notes I wrote down. There's more things going on with him besides that. And I said, are you not worth $170 a month? Are you not worth that? You know, because I'm like, you're going to die. you're not going to make it to 60. I mean, with what you got going on, it's basically driving a car on the rims going 85 miles an hour down the highway. Your car's not going to make it to the destination that you just, look at the life behind you. I mean, it's going to end like this, you know? And so again, he eventually called back. It's like, I'm going to do it. And so that's where I just wonder, like, what is it that I'm curious if people, so, you know, I sit there and I ask myself questions and I look at it and I'm like, maybe people just don't think they're worth it, or other people are more deserving of them, or maybe they feel like they're not going to trust themselves to follow through. Well, when you see the results on the scale, like immediately going, I mean, because when we turn your metabolism on day one, your metabolism gets turned on. So I don't know. Good question.
Yeah. Well, if you have similar questions like that, text them to me during the break. We'll make sure we ask Missy. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement, or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Greatly appreciate a couple of text messages that did come in during the break, Missy. Good friend, longtime listener, Summer McMullen, down in the Livingston County area. Hey, Trucker, please ask Missy what I might be able to do about my weight. It's starting to creep up again. How do I get it back down besides apple and steak, apple days? What would she recommend? Oh, you got your mic still muted. I'm sorry. Let's unmute the mic.
Oh, there we go. I would probably ask Summer to observe what all the food triggers that she's eating. She's been incorporating the processed sugars. Is she eating more carbs than what her body is? Typically, the sign is in you're eating too many food triggers.
Yes, and, triggers yeah. like butter and sugar like that. Or
No, more like, you know, again, like when she went into reset, one of the things that we want our clients to understand is sure. that every single piece of new food that you put in your mouth, go over the scale and see what it did to you the next day. If that scale caused you to go up over 2 pounds, that's called inflammation. And if you keep eating inflammatory foods, your body's going to result in looking like you have gained weight. So
right.
it's just honing in and being diligent, because if your body doesn't like it, I mean, if you keep putting bad gas in your car and a car keeps like spitting and sputtering, you know, it's pretty simple to know, like, you got to put the clean gas back in your car.
Got it. One thing I did and that I came to learn, because again, folks, this is not a permanent program.
Uh-uh.
Once you go through fat burn, you hit your goal weight, you go into reset, like Missy mm-hmm. just described, you come off supplements, you come off of any pills or things that you've been getting from My Pure Health mm-hmm. Solutions, you go on what's called maintenance. You're just on the scale every day watching your weight. But one thing I noticed that works for me, and Missy, this might be something to verify with you,
mm-hmm.
but what I did... I kept eating bad foods. I knew I was eating bad foods. I showed up on the scale. My joints hurt. I had uh-huh. the inflammation. So what I did is on a Monday, one day, I didn't eat at all. I fasted. Uh-huh. I just drank lots of water.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, then what I did is I found this product actually at Costco. You can get it anywhere almost called Calm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
It's got magnesium in it. Mm-hmm. At night, I took the 2 scoops of that. And man, what came out the next morning, I can tell you, I was full of crap because the scale dropped like 5 pounds.
Absolutely.
And it was like, wait a minute, between fasting and adding that magnesium, which my body obviously was needing, flushed right. me out. Then the next day, I did a steak and tomato, dropped another 3 or 4 pounds. I was down 8 pounds in 2 days.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's so many variables in there. I mean, but basically what I found is that most people started just not paying attention to all the different food they're eating. And the inflammatory foods, they just stopped paying attention to it. I mean, I never wanted to gain my weight back at all.
Yeah.
I did not like the person I saw in the mirror. So I was diligent for well over a year. I structured it. I ate all the great food that I want to eat. You know, Tuesday through Fridays, everything I eat is like good. It's not naughty food, meaning nothing's going to tip the scale. Mm-hmm. I choose to eat those foods on the weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, when I want to eat the things that are my food triggers, because they're
yep.
good. They're
yep.
awesome. But then every yep. Monday, I do that. You know, it's kind of like a fast, like you said. You fast throughout the day, that evening. So your body has a chance to heal and repair. The reason why we fast, God talked about it in the Bible all the time. But us people here, we've got, I mean, everywhere you look, we weren't designed to have a fast food restaurant at every single corner. That's not the design.
Right.
We were designed to go out to the garden and grab some food. We were designed, we weren't designed to be living the life we're living right now. And so the ramifications are, look in the mirror. That's
yeah.
what you get. That's what you get.
Yeah.
You know,
or get on the scale and see the inflammation
there.
She texted back. She says, my triggers are certain kinds of cheeses, which I love.
Mm-hmm.
I switched to fake vegan cheeses, which helped.
Yeah.
But it's not, she's not happy having to eat these fake cheeses.
Go over fake cheeses. I mean, go to like Trader Joe's. There are some amazing vegan cheeses that is made with like almonds. Cashews.
Yeah.
You would never know that you were eating pretend cheese made from cashews.
Right.
It's so good. And I'm a cheese snob. I'm a total cheese snob. And, yeah, I mean, I just got on visiting with my healthy family down in Miami. I just came back, and they look so good. I mean, it's become a lifestyle for them. Their lifestyle is health. We're just over here. Give us – wherever I – feels like everywhere I look, everyone wants a cheap Band-Aid, fix me, make me healthy, then let me sneak away and keep doing the same thing.
Right.
It's like, you know, it just –
old habits, basically.
Old habits, yeah.
Yeah. So it's, and yeah. I got another text from Rod and Tracy Wheeler. Mm-hmm. Says, Randy, Missy's program taught Tracy and I so much about reading the labels.
Yep.
And reminding us constantly that our body is our temple. We
yes.
have to absolutely watch what we put into our temple.
Absolutely. I mean, that's just, yeah. I mean, people are worthy. Most people don't think they're worthy, deserving, and most people do not love themselves. And most people have never forgiven themselves. I mean, this is like, there's a whole, it's a mind, our system is a mind, body, spirit approach. This is not, if you want Jenny Craig, if you want a medical weight loss, I mean, you just need to tune out every Monday from 10 to 10:30, because that's not what we are.
Right.
We are a paradigm shift. And it's one, I mean, you come in, you learn, you lose the weight, and then we send you off because, frankly, we can't work for free. I can't keep calling everybody. I mean, we have nothing else to offer.
Right.
You know, it's just,
well, you've already,
nothing else
you've
to
already
do.
Trained. You've already trained and taught everybody everything.
Yeah.
Now, what it comes down to is responsibility. The scale is still yours. Mm-hmm. You still have the app. I mean, I'm amazed. I changed phones. I got to share this with you real quick.
Yeah.
I went into Verizon, and I was due for a free upgrade.
Yeah.
So I said, okay, the Galaxy SE23 that I had for years has all my data on it, has my app, you know, from the scale from when we first started, April 23 of 2023.
Yeah.
He goes, oh, well, Randy, your old phone has no value. You don't have to trade it in to get a new phone. You get to keep that one. So we call that now the Hope phone. It's actually in the bathroom right by the scale, right?
Yeah.
I just for giggles the other day. You know how it has the bar graph on it, Missy, for every day? You know, it draws the bar graph on it whether you're up or down, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So I started sliding my screen to the right, to the right. And that line keeps going up, 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 up. I got all the way back to April 23rd of 2023 when I was 296.9 pounds.
Right.
You know, which is on the website, yeah. Trucker Randy Health, right?
Right.
So for giggles, I'm there. So now I go to the left, to the left, to the left. And I was flashing as fast as I could go with my finger. And that bar graph just dropped, dropped, dropped. It was amazing to see it. But the point is this. You still have to monitor yourself after you get through the program. Just like you say with Summer and others, you need to know when you've been bad over the weekend what's going to happen on Monday morning.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. Does anybody treat their car that way? Just because you go get a tune-up and get it polished, do you think that, I mean, you just have to maintain it. When you take your braces off, they put retainers on them. You know,
right.
Why? To retain all the good that you just went through. And people are paying a lot of money. People pay more money to get their teeth fixed than to get their insides fixed.
Their metabolism working.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you look around at what people are willing to put money. I mean, look at Petco. Look at a 20,000 square foot building, whatever it is, filled with animal stuff. People spend more money on their animals than they do themselves.
Right, right.
I mean, it's just, it's one of those things. I'm at a loss. I'm actually at a loss as to why people would listen and then make a conscious decision to say no to themselves.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. I can't do it. It won't work for me. It might work for Randy and Rod and Tracy and all these other people, but it's not going to work for me.
Yeah, if we had a 50-50 odds here in our company, let's just say I would have had the doors closed, because you can't stay open if half of your restaurant serves food. What business can stay open if it's a gamble? Every
hit
time you go in, it's hit and miss. Oh,
right.
Yeah, no, that doesn't work.
Yeah, got it. Got another text message. did a consult a while back, been listening to Missy every week. I've now decided that I have to do this. What's the best way forward?
Absolutely. Well, yay. Let me know who you are when you make the phone call in. Call the office and just call the office and say, you know, I want to do a follow up. You know, just call it a consultation again. I don't care whatever you call it, but just get back on the schedule. Call 269-964-4044, and the girls will just get you hooked up and just say, I'd like to meet with Missy, and we'll talk.
Basically start all over again.
Yeah, I mean, not really start off. It's like, and you know what? There's no shame in that. Do you know how many people? I consulted someone 5 years ago, and they finally pulled the trigger. I mean, I wish they would have pulled the trigger 5 years ago, because sure, now they're way more in a world of hurt than what they were. I mean, that happens so many times. But yeah, there's no shame in that. Just give a call, because there's no judgment. I mean, this is it's an emotional, there's a lot going on when people make the phone call finally.
Well, you know, too, financially, it might not have been a perfect timing back then.
Absolutely.
And now things are changing, and, you know, tax returns are starting to come back, tax refunds and things like that. So now's a good time to do it. I want to give out the website, though, because a lot of people still say they've never seen my fat Randy picture. Yeah. And I'm like, well, I was very adamant about Missy from day one when I met her face to face. We have a little story. That's why she's laughing, okay? I took my pants off. Let me be fully blunt.
Oh, Lord.
I took my pants off in front of Vicky and Missy.
Vicky was there.
Yes, she was. Absolutely. No, I had boxer shorts on. I mean,
he did,
right? But the reason I did it is because I wanted to memorialize Fat Randy. I wanted people to go to a website and see it. And you've done a great job with this website. Hers. Go to truckerrandyhealth.com. You'll see the Fat Randy right there. And then you go down and you'll see the scale, the actual screenshots of when I started on the program. And April 23rd of 2023, 296.9. My body fat was at 41.8. Visceral fat was at 21.
Heart attack. And then, heart attack land.
Yeah. Oh, baby. I definitely was heart attack.
Heart attack land. Yeah.
4 months, 4 days later, the screenshot right there, 217. Body fat down to 26.1. Visceral fat cut in half.
Yeah, that when you do the math on that, that was 67 pounds of stored fat that came off of Randy.
Yes, out of 80 pounds total. Absolutely.
Yeah. And then, because we had to hydrate him too, because his cells were really
dehydrated. The hydration, look at this, 53.3 is how high you got my hydration up from 42.
So, think about those little cells. Those little cells were crunchy, gross, dried raisins, and now they're beautiful, juicy, plump grapes. And if people wonder why he looks so young, it's because when cells hydrate, they're hydrating from the inside out. And it's amazing.
Well, I had a compliment the other day. I was in my favorite bourbon store in right here in Torch Lake, Elk Rapids, actually.
Yeah.
And Brendan said, "How old are you?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "I would say probably like early 50s, 52, 53.
Yeah.
And I went, 67. And he went, "What? No way. Show me your driver's license." He literally carded me to buy my bourbon because he didn't believe I was 67. But anyway, it's all part of the program, folks. The cells start regenerating. She now has stem cell patches.
Oh, gosh.
Man, there's so much happening. Oh. You got to reach out. Again, go to the website, truckerrandyhealth.com, or very simply call the office, 269-964-4044. And no shame. Nobody's going to be upset. Just give her a call.
Believe in yourself, please, please.
Absolutely. All right, Missy, thank you so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All right, bye-bye.
Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
News Source. Brought to you this hour by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company since